Hello, friends, and welcome back to Montessori Mondays with Sean Edwards and Toolhouse. I was on vacation, so I was not available to provide Montessori Mondays the last couple of weeks, but I'm back. And so today we're actually going to talk about freedom and responsibility. So whenever I have given a tour at one of the schools that I've been a leader for, one of the common questions that I get from parents is, what do you do for discipline? What is your discipline policy and procedure? And that really opens the door for me to move into this whole concept of freedom and responsibility that we're talking about. Freedom and how important that is for the child's development, obviously, because we are fostering independence. And we want to instill in these children that they are responsible for their own education to a certain degree, and certainly at a certain age, taking over that whole responsibility of educating themselves, which is also part of lifelong learning. So when Maria Montessori writes about freedom and responsibility, it's not about letting the children run around and do whatever they want. It's about allowing certain levels of freedom based on the ability to show responsibility for handling certain situations. So we teach children in Montessori at a very young age that they are responsible for helping to maintain the environment, for caring for the environment, for taking care of themselves, for being their best selves, for working as hard as they can to reach their full potential and honoring themselves in that way. And that they're also responsible for people. So when they start to learn that they're accountable for this, and they take that is that pathway to self-management and self-regulation, and that internal locus of control that I talk about so often, the ability for children to make decisions out of a deep sense of integrity and a value system that's been built from the ground up. So freedom and responsibility does not mean throwing children out there and letting them have freedom. It means watching children, understanding their needs. Sometimes they need to be close to us and they need a little bit more scaffolding, a little bit more structure. And we can do that and hold the child's dignity intact. We don't have to announce it. We don't have to put a child in timeout. We only watch and keep them a little bit closer. And then we offer varying levels of freedom for whatever the task may be, whether it be social or a work choice. Whether or not we believe for that. So we don't give freedom unless we know children are going to be successful, or at least we hope they're going to be successful, because we certainly don't want them to be thrust into a situation where they're overwhelmed and they're going to fail. So freedom and responsibility is a way to manage discipline in the sense that we know which children need a little bit more support, a little bit more supervision. We know which children can manage themselves and treat everybody with dignity and respect and also be helpful and be leaders. We know the same with work. We know which child can come into a classroom at the elementary level, for example, and create their goals and manage their time really well and be prepared for a meeting with the teacher on Friday to check in. And to say, yes, I've completed all my follow-up work from my lessons. And I was actually even able to create a timeline of transportation because I had extra time. We want to be social. And so we very respectfully invite them to come speak with us and we help them make their goals. And then those are the children that we're checking in on a little bit more frequently and regularly, and maybe coming up with a plan or an agreement sometimes. If the case warrants that. So freedom and responsibility is really a beautiful way to kind of encompass the development of all of the children in the classroom and really the adults in the school as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this little session on freedom and responsibility, and you can contact me anytime, Sean Edwards at toolhouse.com.